RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
People have asked me, who am I, and what makes me use the word wizard, and why I even selected that? And the answer is, you can get that on my iComplexCS.com or RadioMD.com or from iAdvisory.com, but I thought I would tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up in a very liberal household, and we actually explored multiple religions, and I studied comparative religions, so that one was not more superior to the next. I was fortunate to have a mother and a wife who had a healthy pantry and recognized the difference in terms of the nutrition piece. I was, for better or for worse, dyslexic, and once you're dyslexic, you're always that way. But the symbol, the Japanese symbol for chaos, happens to be the same symbol for creativity. And so dyslexia allows you to see outside of a paradigm. It allows you to make puns. It allows you to see the other side. And so it was quite useful, although I had to study for college boards. I went to public high school, and I went to a very liberal university, Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. My fraternity was rather unique because it had a Latin name. Because the National was banned for the campus, the group got together and pulled out a Cicero phrase called EQV, esse quam videri, meaning to be rather than to seem. And that's kind of been one of the mantras of my life, is to sort of be authentic and to look for people who are authentic. And as I've aged and I've seen my colleagues age and my colleagues in ophthalmology, I see that they change a little bit with success and a sense of importance. And yet that should never be the case, because we're no better than the next guy and we're no better than the patients. And in fact, I've written 9 books, one of which is The Eye Care Revolution, and I've learned so much of what I've written from the patients, from people like you who listen to this. So it's important to know that we're all involved in this together, and it's easily recognizable. Now, I have achieved the accolades, I would believe, in traditional medicine. I've been a clinical professor of ophthalmology at Thomas Jefferson University, an invited guest lecturer. I've been asked to speak at the Royal College of Physicians twice in London because they could not find an English or a UK ophthalmologist who knew anything about nutrition or complementary medicine. Peer-reviewed articles and many other ones in magazines, etc. 20 chapters in books and 9 books of my own. I've been on television, radio, magazines, etc. Only because I often present a little different slant on very common maladies, whether it's cataract, dry eyes, macular degeneration, because there's usually more to give to people and to give them the option than just the usual pharmaceutical or interventional choice. I've received the Senior Honor Award from the American Academy of Ophthalmology, where I worked for 30 years teaching microsurgery. Many times in many countries, professors don't teach the students so that they don't compete. Well, in the United States, and at least in ophthalmology, we teach our colleagues because the more people, the better. I've been involved in missionary ophthalmology. I went with Orbis to Tunisia, and we taught the Tunisian ophthalmologists on board a plane. It was so successful, I went back 2 years later and operated in French, because I couldn't speak Arabic and only 2 of them could speak English. But within 6 years, 10 of the ophthalmologists in Tunisia were speaking French and recognizing how important the American literature was, because we truly did share information. I started the integrative medicine program at Thomas Jefferson University in 1994 when my son was a sophomore. I have 2 patents on artificial corneas, founded 3 eye banks, 2 of which internationally, and have been very fortunate to have these opportunities. Because of taking nutritional courses and having a background in that, I've been a consultant to vitamin companies, agricultural companies that make lutein, Cooper Clinic in Dallas, Texas, DuPont, Gore, and Ibanks. And it's the willingness to share, and even to share with anybody who's listening, because we all have an opportunity to know more. And likewise, I get to know more. So if a patient comes to me and says, I'm doing X, Y, and Z, I may not know it. I may not even approve of it. I'll tell them if I think it's dangerous, but I also would give them certain parameters to judge it by and to get back to us. I've written 3 other health books besides the Eye Care Revolution, 2 murder mysteries, which deal with eyes and brains, and 3 children's books. I figured going to children is going to the most impressionable people that are around. So Lumi's Book of Eyes, which has barcodes in it so they can see videos, shows with little Lumi, the character, shows kids animal eyes, the differences in different animals with their eyes. The teeth book shows them the differences in teeth. And in both cases, it leads them down the entertainment pathway to learn about themselves when I talk about humans. And then I try to approach parents in the QR code, the barcode, to tell them what's important for kids, and every kid needs an eye exam by age 5. So there's many things to do, and Vision to Learn has come around. It is an organization started by a California philanthropist, and it provides free eye exams and free glasses to children who are screened in their schools. We went through all of Delaware's public schools, grades K through 5th grade, screening the kids and giving those who qualified the free exam on a bus that's geared for production of glasses, as well as doing the exam and free eye exams. There are other things I'm involved in terms of peace movements, which is not quite in line with medicine, but maybe it is. And in fact, a couple of us have decided that violence worldwide is really a medical disease, much like alcoholism or mental illness. You used to be not considered medical diseases. Violence is a disease that's based on fear and fear of others, and that there may be preventive things that can be used before just taking away a gun, etc. So there are many different items. On the other hand, I've been involved in the development of corneal surgery, and I've been recently approached about an artificial cornea by a company that has a new material. This would be a staggering change because it would be like giving people vision in 20 minutes instead of waiting a whole year after a cornea transplant for the vision to clear. And better than some of the partial thickness cornea transplants, because you can guarantee a clear cornea that doesn't get infected and doesn't reject. I started a vitamin company and use iComplex CS because of so many deficiencies in the current eye vitamins around the world. They have too much zinc in them. They have copper in them. And if you take an eye vitamin, check if you're over 30 milligrams of zinc or have any copper. Copper doubles your risk of cognitive decline. I'm working on a new eye test on my website, iComplexCS.com, and my other website, iAdvisory.com. So I believe in horizontal medicine, where the patient and the doctor are equal. I believe the doctor should be a maitre d' and always give the patient a choice. And I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to share this with so many wonderful people like yourself. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. You can listen to this podcast or any of my other segments by going to my show page on RadioMD.com. Stay tuned, keep your vision, keep yourself aligned, and know that you always have options. There are many people out there who are integrative physicians and integrative thinkers. Thanks for being with me again.